Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, maybe a sign that civilization isn't so civilized sometimes. A bobcat attacked a couple in New Scotland, New York, and then shot the bobcat.
Well, we always try to balance things so that we do not disturb wildlife if we can. We want to encourage it. But bobcats can be serious, and my thoughts and hopes are with the people who were attacked. I think, you know, if it's true that the homeowner shot the bobcat, I'm with him. We obviously have to think about the wildlife. On the other hand, if anybody's ever been skunked lately, or if your property is overrun with groundhogs, there are always these questions as to when enough is enough. We have rules, for example, that say, at least my understanding of the law, and it's not that good, is that you are allowed to kill the animal, you are not allowed to transport it to another place. So you can't do a have a heart and drop it off somewhere else. That's why, in my opinion, it is always a matter of humans versus species that have been around for a while and which deserve protection if we can give it to them.
The best course, according to Sheriff Craig Apple, Alan, if you see a bobcat, is to calmly get away. Call the DEC or other authorities.
Well, you know, we've been hearing about bears that sometimes can be aggressive. And the most part, you follow the same advice. But there comes a point at which we are told, if the bear is the aggressor and comes at you, you got to fight it.
Well, speaking of fights, bedlam erupts in House floor standoff over gun control.
Well, I think the Democrats have figured it out. I think they know now, both in the Senate and in the House, that gun control, some kind of reasonable gun control, checking to make sure that serious felons and others and people who have really deep mental disorders are not given guns. It's that simple. And the American people seem, by the recent polls I've seen, to be overwhelmingly in favor of that. So in go the Democrats. They bring their sleeping bags. They want to make the point. We are sick to death of this, and something has to happen. And it can only embarrass the guys on the other side who are owned by the NRA, National Rifle Association. So Democrats have a good thing, they think. They happen to be right, and they're going to drive it home.
You said it yesterday. It'll be one of the dirtiest presidential campaigns in modern history. And to that end, Donald Trump went after Hillary Clinton yesterday, among other things, calling her a world-class liar.
Well, you know, the whole idea is he or she who yells the loudest is believed by a certain number of people. You can say the most despicable things in the world about anyone, and some of that mud is going to stick. And I'm sure that's the Trump philosophy here, which is call her a crook, call her crazy, call her this or that, and some of it will stick. This is not going to be a Marcus de Queensberry rules. This is going to be really dirty.
Within a matter of hours, we'll find out what the vote's going to be in Britain, the so-called Brexit vote, whether to stay within the EU, remain there, or exit.
Well, you know, David, this has a profound implication for the American people, too. You have Donald Trump saying, put up a wall and don't let Muslims in the country. There's a good deal of that at play in the British issue, stopping immigration coming in. We know that, and we know that there's a sort of a part of this debate which people don't talk about, but which is very much in play. And I suspect that's what's happening here, and we'll see what becomes of this. You have a brilliant British parliamentarian being killed as a result of some of the at play here was the disturbed individual who may well have been affected by the whole Brexit debate.
There is one winner, as the Times points out, no matter what the vote is, bookies.
Well, the bookies are always taking bets, and they're always, they don't want to lose their money, so the odds that they figure when you get a very close election like this one become very important. They take money on both sides, but believe me, they know that no matter which way it comes out, they're vigorous, their profits are going to be there.